Welcome to Astrovision. We are a modern guide to the cosmos within.
We blend the timeless wisdom of astrology with thoughtful technology to provide hyper-personalized insights, delivered as both a detailed written guide and a personalized podcast.
Today, we deep dive into the personality of the Leo zodiac sign. Okay, so, Leo, where do we even begin? When we look at the source material, what jumps out immediately is this idea of the individuated ego. The creative will.
Right. It all boils down to this fundamental drive for pure expression. Their whole mantra is really just, I will.
And a lot of that is tied to their ruler, the sun, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. That solar connection is everything. It gives them this this innate psychological geometry. It's what we call the solar logos.
Solar logos. So what does that mean in, like, practical terms?
It's an unconscious expectation that they're at the center of their own environment. It's not arrogance, not always. It's just their default setting. They expect to be pivotal.
That makes so much sense.
Yeah.
So that's why they seem to struggle when they aren't the focus. It's like being seen is non-negotiable for them.
It's existential, yeah. But let's look at where their strength comes from, which is that element mix, fixed fire.
Okay, fixed fire. I think people hear that and it sounds a bit, you know, abstract. Can we break down what that actually feels like day to day?
For sure. So unlike Aries, which is this quick, explosive spark, Leo's energy is concentrated. It's enduring.
So more like a bonfire than a firework.
Exactly. That's the perfect analogy. This creates what we call regal consistency. They're the hearth. They don't chase attention. They attract it. They provide this steady, reliable warmth that their social circles just anchor to.
And once they're set on a course, good luck stopping them.
Oh, completely unstoppable. It's a persistence that, you know, definitely borders on stubbornness sometimes.
Which can be a challenge, I imagine. If a course is clearly failing, that fixed momentum must make it incredibly hard to change direction.
It can. A big part of the Leo psychology is maintaining the appearance of strength. But let's talk about the more benevolent side, the king or queen archetype.
Right, this idea that they feel this profound sense of responsibility for their court.
Yes, their friends, their family. They genuinely use their confidence to, well, to bless the people around them.
We see that all the time. They're amazing mentors, and they're just incredible at promoting the talents of others. They are constantly hyping up their friends.
And if we connect that to the bigger picture, it often manifests as just, well, raw generosity.
Oh, they're famously generous. Always picking up the check, giving these lavish gifts.
And that's partly an assertion of their central role, you know?
Mm-hmm.
The benevolent provider. A secure Leo uses that charisma to become the ultimate hype man for their whole group. They
right.
lift everyone up.
Okay, but let's talk about the flip side, because
yes.
there's always a flip side. At that notorious need for external validation. It gets misunderstood as arrogance so often.
It really does. And to understand it, we have to see that the Leo ego is often a kind of a performance construct.
A performance construct.
Yeah. Attention from others confirms that they are seen, and deep down, being seen equals being safe. It connects back to that divine child archetype.
And the challenge there becomes what?
The challenge becomes what we call the lonely monarch dynamic.
Wow, the lonely monarch. That sounds heavy. What does that mean?
It means they're terrified to show any weakness. They believe that if they crumble, if their dignity cracks, their entire kingdom, their social circle, their influence will all fall apart.
So they hide their insecurities.
They hide them behind this mask of stoic dignity. They carry so much on their shoulders without ever showing it. And that is a really heavy burden.
Thank you for listening. You can now go deeper with your personal Astrovision report. Hearing about an astrological concept is a great start, but nothing compares to hearing how they apply directly to you.
Discover your unique path with an Astrovision report, your personal user manual delivered in our celebrated podcast format. And just a final thought to leave you with. Since Leo rules the heart, their journey is really about learning to live wholeheartedly. Consider the highest evolution of Leo the Sphinx. It's a being that transcends the need for external applause and shines simply because it is its nature to shine, becoming a beacon of steady, wise light for others.